The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, November 19th, 2018.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me on the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Wow, what a day here in Sonoma County. I want to remind folks that the air is really unhealthy here. And just like Ken and I did, you know, we actually have masks in our cars, that you need to wear masks when you're running around the county. I mean, it reminded me this morning as we drove down here of Los Angeles and smog, really. So make sure you put your mask on and also have your kids' mask on. I have a few announcements to make before we get into our show. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving show this morning. I have no guests this morning. I will be doing a special program with music and some commentary. I also thought it might be fun this Thanksgiving weekend to hear from Ken, and both of us will take some time to reflect what we are thankful for. You know, this has been a challenging year for many of us, particularly after these fires, and now with this huge fire engulfing part of California, I think it's important that we reflect. And we also look at our atmosphere and our communities, and to recognize that we do live on this earth and that every little thing that happens affects everybody else. Look here, there was a fire in Butte County, and here our air is so unhealthy. So we really have to start paying attention to things like this, and also to encourage our government to start looking at, you know, ways that we can prevent certain things like this from happening. I mean, it's kind of scary when you start thinking about it. But at the same time, life has a beautiful edge to it. Well, I have a few announcements to make. The first announcement I want to make is I want folks to mark their calendar, because we found out for sure January 19th, 2019, in downtown Santa Rosa, we're going to have another Women's March, and I'm really excited about that. I heard that the organizers are starting to get it together, and hopefully I will be involved in some way, and it's really exciting to think. So mark your calendars for January 19th, downtown Santa Rosa, and I will have much more information as the time goes by. I want to do a shout-out. Ken and I went down to the Winter Blast that was put on by the Peace and Justice Center and the art community in downtown Santa Rosa. It was just a wonderful event. They call it a couch. They had a couch parade. We were not able to stay for the parade, but we definitely saw all the couches, and they were, what I would say, all capitals, F-U-N. Fun. Folks had a lot of fun doing it, and they were really, really creative. And what the joy of it was, seeing the young people jump on the couches and have some fun. Well, tonight there's something very important happening. That's tonight, November 19th, from 6 to 7:30. It's the Alliance for a Just Recovery presents Looking Forward, a Just, Equitable, and Sustainable Recovery for Sonoma County. It's free and open to the public, wheelchair accessible, and it's going to be at the Christ Church United Methodist at 1717 Yalupa Avenue here in Santa Rosa. And they're going to start talking about the impact of the Tubb Fire that happened here in Sonoma County, and also some of the root causes. And also there's going to be a report about inequality, income distribution, and lots of good information. So I really encourage, if you've been in any way affected by the fire, Monday, November 19th, that's tonight from 6 to 7:30 at the Christ Church United Methodist. Really important that you folks show up there. You know, another thing, I took this upon myself. I saw this in the Press Democrat on Sunday, and it's a program. It's called High School Seniors Earn Money and Gain Skills for High-Paying Jobs and Careers in Construction, and I got very excited about it. At one time, I worked for the Comprehensive Employment and Training Act, and we did lots of grants on programs like this, so I really was excited to see that this is happening. And applications are due November 30th. The The program begins in January in Sonoma, Napa, Rohnert Park, Healdsburg, Ukiah, Kelseyville, and Terra Linda. And I believe these are all counties pretty much that we cover. They're going to cover basic construction and safety skills, and I understand that there is definitely a stipend. So it's called the North Bay Construction Corps. It's a five-month free career exploration. And it says here, you can look on your computer, and there's a phone number here, 707-542-9502. And if you're a young person out there looking for some work, looking for some training, this is really an excellent opportunity. Like I said, I took it upon myself to just make the announcement because I believe maybe there are young people out in our audience here that could really benefit from this program. And if you want to find out more information, email me at elaine@womenspaces.com and I'll send you the information. Anyway, lots to think about, and there's no reason in Sonoma County why we should be bored, that's for sure. Well, let's get into the bulk of our program now. You know, this Thursday is Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of the month in November, and it is a day that Americans celebrate with family and friends. It is also the National Day of Mourning, which is an annual protest organized since 1970 by the Native Americans of New England, that on the fourth Thursday of November, the same day as Thanksgiving in the United States, they call it Un-Thanksgiving Day. And there's a bunch of folks here in California that go out to Alcatraz every year to celebrate. And I think it's very important that we look at all aspects of Thanksgiving. But at this time and what's going on, I say, thank goodness we have one day we set aside to be thankful for. You know, maybe that's what we should call it, just the day to be thankful, that we all take time to say thank you for the gifts that we've been given. And as far as our Native American brothers and sisters, we have to acknowledge what happened to them and the struggle that they have and that they continue to have, and celebrate with them. Celebrate the fact that maybe there were injustices done, and not to be afraid to face that, but at the same time, to take this day to be thankful. For our families at this time, it's a time we gather, you know. What do we have to be thankful for? So what I thought I would do is I would bring Ken into the conversation. You know, he's always by the board here supporting me, and I thought, here we have our show. It's just going to be me and music and a commentary, and I thought, you know, I'd ask Ken. Ken, let's talk about what we are thankful for. Any ideas? What are you thankful for this year?
Well, first we have a new great-granddaughter that came.
Oh, my goodness.
So yes, Tori Trinity. She came on September 6th, and she's really a delight to watch her come into the world, develop, and we're going to see her now at Thanksgiving. It'll be about 3 months. 3 months old baby.
Boy, so, time goes by fast, doesn't it?
So really grateful for little Satori's life, and thinking of her life, and I think of my, you know, when I was real young, and it helps. It's like time travel when you see a baby. So that's really a wonderful thing that came into my life. And also grateful that, boy, I had a hacking cough from the last wildfire that we had here, and that lasted until March for me. So I'm really grateful that I have N95 filters this year to wear and an air filter in the house while this smoke from the wildfires in Paradise are wafting over our area and settling here. So I encourage everybody to wear your N95 masks when you go outside. Very important. And so I'm very grateful for health and for Elaine's health. And then I just launched a show called Scent of Light, and I have a website, my website, KennethENorton.com, and you can catch those episodes of The Scent of Light. They're only 5 minute long, and maybe a little word of inspiration for you that you'll appreciate when you hear. I hope so. So that's what I'm grateful for, Elaine, especially that I'm sitting by your side and we're able to do Women's Spaces. I'm usually in the back office, and so here I am allowed to open the door and come in and say hi to everybody. And Hope you're enjoying Women's Spaces.
Well, I want to piggyback on that and let my listening audience know how grateful I am for you to be the engineer here and to support me and to be the co-producer. And, you know, would I come up with all these ideas? And it's wonderful to be able to talk to you and kind of sort them out. You know, and I'm grateful, too, for the birth of our great-granddaughter, Satori. It also, it gives me more inspiration to stay involved, to stand up and keep speaking out. I'm also grateful for the fact that we're still here on KPBF, that we have a board of directors that still makes it possible. You know, they're doing fundraisers. In fact, you know, I would really be grateful if I could see a whole bunch of folks, you know, that send in memberships and say, hey, this is to honor Women's Spaces. That would be really wonderful. And there have been people that have done that. And I want to thank them and thank people for supporting the station. I mean, this is a very important station. It's community radio. It's bilingual. And, you know, I'm thankful that we're still on the air. So I want to do a shout out to our board of directors and all the people, all the volunteers. We're an all-volunteer program here. In fact, we actually donate every month to stay on the air, which is it's an honor to do that. We are happy, happy to do that. But we encourage people to also to support us. And I'm also thankful for my health. And, you know, when I look at what happened last year here in Sonoma County, and I think that the whole county, it felt like everything was on fire. I mean, it was so scary. I mean, I remember coming into the station and finding out that even our home was in the evacuation zone. And now I think of all the people in Butte County and Paradise, California, and the losses that have gone on. I mean, my heart goes out to them, you know, but at the same time, I just have this attitude of gratefulness for just having our lives. Because as long as we're alive, we can march forward. Sure, it's depressing, you know, and it's like, what are we going to do? I mean, I can't imagine if I had to be in a tent in Walmart. I mean, oh, thank you. I'm so grateful that that did not happen. But it could have happened. You know, there's an old saying, there but poor fortune go you or I. And yesterday we were at the Church for Spiritual, what's the name of the church? The
Center for Spiritual Living.
The Center for Spiritual Living. And they came up with a great idea. They're sending Visa cards down to the people at their church. And find a way that you can help. You know, just find a way. If you can't give time, you can always give money. If you can't give money, talk to your friends. See if they can do things. I mean, we have to come together, and we have to help each other. And also, I'm just thankful, you know, I'm thankful that I'm able to walk. You know, there was a time in 2010, when I turned 70, you know, I had a horrible staph infection and I became totally paralyzed. And it's just amazing that I can walk, do the radio show and do all the things. So there's so much to be thankful for. So for the folks listening, you know, please take a moment to reflect for yourself. What do you have to be grateful for? What do you have to be thankful for? You know, it's a wonderful world sometimes, no matter with all the frustrations. It's wonderful to be alive. And my heart goes out to all the folks that had these horrible fires. But, you know, I have to make a statement here because we are going to be going through a lot of different songs. I'm going to remind folks about the history of women, women's movement, and some of the songs and some of the desires that we have. But, you know, you got to take a moment to really look at life. And look at how good it is for you at this moment. And even if you're in the worst circumstances, you can always take a moment to be grateful for just breathing. And then ask yourself, is there something kind I can do for somebody else? You know, I remember reading Logotherapy by Dr. Viktor Frankl, who was in the concentration camps in Germany for almost 3 years. And he said, as long as you have some sort of attitude of gratitude, no matter what is happening to you, you can get through it. And trust me, I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is when you're faced something bleak, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to think positive. It's very difficult. I had a teacher by the name of Marguerite Meyer. And one day I came in and I was complaining, oh, Marguerite, this is bad, that's bad. I don't have money for this. I don't have money for that. And she weighed about 90 pounds. And she had like a little, to me, I called her my little feather. She was so light and so beautiful and so intelligent and so deep into metaphysics. So she taps me on the shoulder and on the leg. And she said to me, Elaine, it's so easy to have a positive attitude when you have $1 million in the bank, isn't it? Well, I never forgot that. Because it's always easy when things are going great, you know, you're on top of the world, you got a love, you got a home, you got all the wonderful things in the world. But when you're down and out, to find a kernel of gratitude is very difficult, but it helps. It helps you go on. There was a song they played last night, or yesterday morning, called Keep On Walking. And that's all we can do. Just keep on moving forward. Well, that's a lot to think about, you know. And that's the whole purpose of Women's Spaces, to just get us all thinking. So let's start moving into the program. What I have done is I've picked a series of songs, and I'm going to play them, and then I'm going to comment on some of the words and some of the meanings. Because oftentimes, unless a song becomes very, very popular, we don't listen to the essence of it. What is the composer? What is the writer? What is the lyricist? What are they trying to tell us? You know, and how does it impact our world? How does it help us move forward? Particularly when we start looking at women. This is Women's Spaces. And, you know, we have gained a lot of freedom in the past 100 years. In 2020, we're going to be celebrating 100 years since we got the vote. And, you know, the reason we struggled, the whole point behind the suffrage movement was, if women got the vote, we could move forward. We could end wars. We would put that money into more beneficial things for families and for children. That was our goal. And here we are in 2018, and we have more wars and more destruction going on across the planet than ever before. At least ever that is known to us, because now with the media, you find out instantly what's happening somewhere else. But our goal has been peace. Justice. You know, you cannot have peace without justice. So justice and peace has always been our goal. What is it that here we are in 2018 that all of a sudden we're faced with losing our freedoms, losing our freedom of choice? I mean, as women, they're lobbying to take birth control away from us. One of the most magnificent things that ever came into the planet, that we could control birth. That means we can control populations. That means we can make sure there's more equality on the globe. And here they're trying to take that away from us. That's a freedom that we have that we must never lose. So the first song I'm going to play is one of my favorites. I mean, they're all my favorite songs, to be honest with you. Lots are lots of favorite. The first thing I'm going to play, the first song on this first musical break I'm going to play, is called Ella's Song by Anna Fritz. This song is dedicated to all those working for justice and freedom and above all truth. I am actually thankful to be alive today with all the challenges. I think we are finally looking at what we might need to do to have justice and peace on this globe. It's a slow process, and this song is a reminder that we must never give up. And ladies, to remind you that we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Killing of white men, white mother's sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. That which touches me most is that I've had a chance to work with people, passing on to others. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Not needing the clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in a number as we stand against tyranny. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my struggles survive. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Well, I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. I will bow to no man's word. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Oh, my goodness, I love that song. For folks just joining us, you are listening to KPBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KPBF, its board of directors, members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. Today we are doing a special show, playing music, and then we'll do small commentary in the song. Perhaps, you know, throw in a few sentences here and there of what the song actually means to me. The first song we just played was called Ella's Song, and it was sung by Anna Fritz. I just love that. Sweet Honey and the Rock, I believe, brought that to the forefront. I couldn't find a recording of them. Anna does a great, great job. And I want to point out a few lines. I love it. Like, of course, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. You know, when you think about the women's movement and all that we accomplished, you know, there were a few years we were resting. And while we were resting, there were folks working to take away some of our gains. And so when we believe in freedom, we cannot rest. We cannot stop. And then there's another line that I love. It's struggling myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my struggle survives. In other words, to train others, to inspire other women to stand up and speak out. And you know, it's really interesting. There's one line I have to confess that kind of describes me, and it describes our president, Alicia Sanchez, to the T. I am a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times it can be difficult. I'll bow to no man's word. That's how I feel. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. And yes, we must all be heard. Why? because the children are our future, and we must stand up for them. You know, they don't have this line in the song, but in Sweet Honey in the Rock, there's this one thing that really resonates with me, because I always say our children are the future. We must think like the Native American. I don't blame the Native American people for saying, hey, the heck with Thanksgiving. I mean, they try to give us the message of seven generations to look forward for seven generations to make sure that things are intact. Well, folks, we haven't done a good job. But this is the song that really resonates to me in the song that Sweet Honey and the Rock do. To me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate, the gale. So it's very, very important that we honor our young people. So that song was Ella's song, sung by Anna Fritz. And then I gave you my little opinion. And now we're going to take a second musical break. Slow down, Elaine. Slow down. And the next song I'm going to play is this is one of my absolute favorites. It was written by a dear friend of mine, Kate Wolfe, and I found such a great arrangement by a woman by the name of Sherry Austin. It's called Brother Warrior. And this song is dedicated to those of us on a spiritual path. I actually believe we are spiritual warriors trying to grow and facilitate some sort of change. This song has a simple message. Now, one of the things I do, as you notice, I play the whole song. I want you to sit back, listen to it, absorb the words, hear what it's saying, see if it inspires you maybe to move forward a little bit. So let's go on and listen to Brother Warrior, sung by Sherry Austin, and we've come back. We will have more commentary and more discussion.
Like gold and a rainbow in your eyes, brave companion, do you see a world shining in the sky? With your body dancing like an arrow, spreading joy beneath your feet and your hands that wave like tall grass in the wind as you speak. With the shininess of a small child and the wisdom of a sage, I tell you now, there is no reason to be afraid. Brother warrior, there are none of us who walk this path alone. Spirit healer, it's the only life that we have ever known. And I see your smile in the sunlight. I hear your songs in the rain. Thank you.
Oh, I love that song, too. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. Today, we are doing a special show. I'm playing music and then doing small commentary on the song and perhaps its meaning to me. And the song I just played was Brother Warrior. This was written by Kate Wolfe, and, you know, Kate Wolfe was a musician here in Sonoma County. I remember I met her in the 70s. We used to go to a little pizza shop up in Sebastopol, and she was so sensitive, and I really saw her as a seer. She could see things. She had visions, and she played such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. And I remember when she first sang this song, I remember how my heart just swelled from it, because I realized that we're not alone in our quest, you know, and that we're all, you know, what she meant by brothers is, in the term brother, when we say brotherly love, it really means brothers and sisters. I know we have to change some of the grammar, you know, to include male and female, but that's what basically brother means, brother and sister, you know, male and female, very important. And I really think that she was a seer. And one of the things that she says in here is that there are none of us who walk this path alone. And another thing, when she talks about spirit healer is the only life that we have ever known. It's like for centuries, it feels like, particularly women have been calling and crying out for justice and for peace. And I love this line, at the time when the earth is waking to the dawn of another age. You know how it is when you wake up in the morning? You know, I know for me, I am not an early morning person. You know, I don't get going till maybe 11 o'clock. You know, it always kills Ken because he's up in the morning. He's already done the garden and cleaned up everything. And here I am struggling, you know, out of bed to make sense of the new day. You know, and sometimes it's hard to wake up. You know, sometimes your body hurts a little bit. You know, things are a little bit, you know, they're a little bit stiff. Well, I feel what we're going through now. We're kind of waking up. We're kind of standing up. We're kind of becoming aware of some of the issues and some of the divisions in our country. You know, the thing I do not understand is how folks divide from one another. I mean, I can't believe anybody would be against cleaning up the environment. I can't believe anybody would be against having Medicare for all, which includes them. I can't see how anybody would be against stopping all wars. $641 billion for destruction. Just think what we can do in our infrastructure. And then the line, we are crying for a vision that all living things can share. All living things are shared. I mean, I can't believe that they just signed something to take wolves off of the endangered species. I mean, come on. They were protecting them for all these years. All of a sudden, we're not going to protect them anymore. And then after, we are crying for a vision that all things can share, and those who care are with us everywhere. I think of 350.org. That's a group that cares. I think of the Peace and Justice Center. I think of KBBF. I think of all the public radios across the state. I mean, all the community radios across the country. I think of all the protesters, all the Native Americans going to Alcatraz to let their opinions be heard and saying, we want peace, we want equality. It's very important that we acknowledge all those people that care, because they're there. They're there trying to improve, trying to make the world a better place, not just for us, but for the future of our children. And then the last thing I want to go over, one of my really favorite lines is, and really explains a lot of things, with the shyness of a small child and the wisdom of a saint, I tell you now, there is no reason to be afraid. You know, oftentimes we're afraid to speak out. We're afraid to let people know how we think, how we feel. Well, we have to become spiritual warriors. We have to become brothers and sister warriors. We have to take hands and stand up and say, we stand up for each other. We stand up for our Mother Earth. There's got to be a better way in this world. Well, with that thought in mind, we're going to go to another song. You know, recently, I hope you folks remember, but on October 22nd, I had the honor, of interviewing a woman by the name of Becky Hobbs, who's a country western Hall of Famer. And by the way, I found out some gossip about her. I found out her husband played with Glenn Frey of the Eagles for 14 years. And I asked her if I ever meet her in person, if I could sit on his lap just to feel the vibe. I loved Glenn Frey. Anyway, that's just a little side note. So the song I'm going to play, you know, Betsy Hobbs wrote this play called Nye Hey, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee, which is the story of her fifth generation grandmother, and who had the American name of Nancy Ward. And she wrote this song called Pale Moon. And I played it when I was interviewing her, and it was really the first time that I really concentrated on the words. And the song is, to me, is one of the, we should be questioning this. All of us should be asking these questions. So we're going to play the next song, which is called Pale Moon, sung by Betsy Hobbs. And this song is so beautiful to me. I mean, just beautiful. I don't know, you know, when you start thinking about it. And the backstory, let me tell you a little bit of the backstory about this song. During the musical, there's a war that goes on, and Nye Hey loses her husband in the war, and she finds a way to help the Cherokee, her tribe, win the war and come to peace with the tribe that they were going against at the time, or that there was a conflict between the two of them. And all of a sudden, because she's alone, her husband has died, and she doesn't know how she's going to bring everybody together, how there's going to be peace. And that's kind of the idea of the song, behind the song. She's questioning life. So let's listen to Pale Moon, sung by Betsy Hobbs. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bit more reflection, discuss this song. And you know, folks, I really want to encourage you. The show I'm doing this morning is a little bit different. It's a little bit new. It's a little different style. I try to do this maybe once every 3 months, do some sort of commentary. When I was on the community media center and I did the television show, every 3 months I did a commentary or I read poetry. So I'm trying to do it also on the show here. So email me at Elaine@womensbase, that's Elaine at womensbase.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you like the song. Let me know if you like the show. Let me know if you'd like to become a supporter of KBBF. I'm happy to answer all questions. So let's go ahead and listen to Pale Moon by Betsy Hobbs.
To learn and to live and to love.
Welcome back. You are listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your crying host, Elaine B. Holtz. Oh, this song just gets me the deepest, deepest part of my heart. You know, when you think about, she's talking about the pale moon, the moon that has looked at us forever, that's been there forever, and has watched the earth forever, and she's asking for answers. It touches me so deep, and I love this song. You know, pale moon, what is the meaning of life? I long to hear, speak to my spirit tonight. Like, what is the meaning to life? You know, Ken mentioned and I mentioned that we just have been honored with a great-granddaughter by the name of Satori Trinity. What a powerful name that is. And there's another line, are we born on the wings of fate? You know, you have to ask yourself, here's this child. You know, how come she came to us? And it's very interesting. I'll tell you a story. When I was when Satori was born, she was 3 minutes old when I saw her, and it was just amazing. I saw the cord attached to her, and her head was in my grandson's hands. Now, you got to understand, my grandson was my little baby, like her, and I remember I used to take him to the mall and take him shopping and play games with him, and here he is, he has his own child in his hand. That in itself was mind-boggling to me. And then about an hour later, we got to come back in the room and see her, and she was kind of all dressed in her little, you know, little outfit with little butterflies on it, you know, little cute clothes, and I just looked at her, and she didn't seem to really be there. She looked like almost like, oh, where am I? Who are all these people? It was kind of an interesting thing. And all of a sudden, I raised my hand and I said, Satori, it's your great-grandmother Elaine. And I said it twice. And all of a sudden, her little hand waved. And you could have heard a pin drop in that room. Everybody was like, oh, did she really just wave? And so you have to ask yourself, are we born on the wings of faith, destined to be who we are? And then the next line, help us to learn before it's too late. We're one planet, one people, one heart. We are one planet, one people, one heart. I mean, if only we could see that. If only we could understand that. And then, you know, pale moon, I've seen it all from above. Pale moon, you've seen it all from above. Help us to give, to learn, and to live, and to love. I mean, folks, just think about that. If we could live that way, the meaning of Thanksgiving would become even more powerful because we would all come together. One planet, one people, one heart. With that attitude, how could you pull a child from its mother? How could you kill another human being because you want that territory? How could you torture anybody? One planet, one people, one heart. You know, Betty Hobbs wrote another song called Let There Be Peace, and one of the lines is, the white man's heart beats like ours. When will they understand? In other words, we all have a heart that beats the same. We're one planet, one people, one heart. Very simple, but very complex to get there. Let me tell you, I know, I watch it, I see it. It's a real struggle, folks. But if we have intention and we start really putting our intention on justice and peace, and each and every one of us keep on walking towards us and doing our part, it's amazing what can happen. Oh, just amazing song. I can't believe it. No matter how many times I listen to it, I break into tears. It just inspires me. It's an inspirational song. So that was Pale Moon by Becky Hobbs. Okay, we're going to take another break, and the song I'm going to be playing is Standing on the Shoulders, sung by Earth Mama. I love that name, Earth Mama. I like to be called an Earth Mama sometimes. Gee, now I'm an Earth Great-Grandma. It's kind of interesting. You live long enough, everything happens to you. Anyway, Standing on the Shoulders is by Earth Mama, and this song is really important to all of us. It is a reminder, good or bad, we are not alone. Women have been struggling for centuries to make way so I could do what I do in my life. You know, I'm 78 years old. I was told I should marry a doctor. Otherwise, I'd have no security in my life. Those were my only options. I should marry a doctor. Where was he? You know, I mean, I couldn't find a doctor. Sorry. And I guess the doctor was never my destiny. But that's what I was told. Never was told that I had options. You know, I had to be beautiful, I had to look a certain way, and I had to find a man. But that all changed for me. That all changed because I went back to college in 1970, and all of a sudden I saw a whole new world. And then got involved with women's studies at Sonoma State, and I said, oh my goodness, there's no stopping me. And I was able to pass that on to my daughter, to pass that on to my granddaughter, and now my great-granddaughter, hopefully. But we are standing on the shoulders of so many great women. I mean, I try to encourage my listeners to listen to watch a film called Iron-Jawed Angels. It tells the story of how we got the vote from 1914 to 1920, and it stars Hilary Swank as Alice Paul, and it is a fabulous movie. It's not 1,000% accurate. There are some glitches in it, but I would say 90% of it is pretty true and comes across what women went through, how we struggled to get the vote, what our desire was, how we wanted peace, and also the division. The division between women of color and Caucasian women has gone on for as long as we could remember. That's why it's so important as women that we support women of all denominations, all colors, all persuasions, that we stand together and that we recognize we are standing on the shoulders of many women that came before us. And we must never let go of our history. Our history is our strength. Our history tells us where we've been, where we're going, how we got there, and all the things that we got and didn't get, and all the mistakes we made, and so much when we listen to our history. So let's listen to Standing on the Shoulders, sung by Earth Mama. And when I come back, I'll have a few more commentaries. And it looks like we're almost coming to the end of our segments, and I hope folks are enjoying this show. I know I am.
Standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me, I am stronger for their courage, I am wiser for their words. I am lifted by their longing for a fair and brighter future. I am grateful for their vision, for their toiling on this earth. We are standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us. They are saints and they are humans. They are angels, they are friends. We can see beyond the struggles and the troubles and the challenge, when we know that by our efforts things will be better in the end. Celebrating today. ones who came before me. I am honored by their passion for our liberty. I will stand a little taller. I will work a little longer. And my shoulders will be there to hold the ones who follow me.
Well, welcome back. You've been listening to a special show of Women's Spaces. I've been playing music and doing commentaries, and the last song I just played was to remind my listeners that we are standing on the shoulders of many, many, many powerful women and men. And imagine, one line is, imagine our world if they hadn't tried. We wouldn't be here celebrating today. And I'm celebrating, trying to celebrate the holiday, trying to acknowledge, to be thankful, to be grateful for what we have. And you know something? I'm standing on the shoulders of all the people here at KBBF that made this station possible. And I want to end the show by encouraging my listeners to support this station. It is very important. We get the word out. We get the message out. And listen, Women's Spaces. Well, anyway, folks, that's it for our show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I would love feedback. Email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. You know, just lay it out. Let me know what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and if you have any suggestions, any birthdays or any anniversaries, please let me know. A reminder, tell your friends Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. tonight. I'm so excited. I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements. And like I said, if you have any announcements, remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. This is Elaine B. Holtz, and you have been listening to Women's Spaces, and it's been a special program, and I want to take this opportunity to wish all my listeners and all my Native American listeners a joyous day, no matter how you spend it, on the fourth Thursday of November.
So easily, she knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, November 19th, 2018.